Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station where we help those with ADHD pay attention to attention, with your host, ADHD and attention coach, Jeff Topper.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, ADHD and attention coach, Jeff Copper. Our topic tonight, ADHD, allergies, allergy medication, and medication interaction. And with us in our virtual studio is the Dr. Charles Parker. We've had him on at different times. He's spectacular, very knowledgeable, and what I like him is details matter, and we really get into a lot of details, which I think you'll find very valuable today with regard to the show. Real quickly, tonight is Wednesday, March the 8th, in the year 2017 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For those out there who just love to get information on ADHD, the Children and Adults with Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, better known as CHAD, their conference is set for November the 9th through the 11th in the year 2017. It's in Atlanta, Georgia this year. You can learn more about it by going to chadd.org. On that note, we are very, very, very proud of our relationship with CHAD and their ongoing support. In fact, tonight's show is being brought to you. So we have a little tip that we'd like to run before we get into the media show. So let's here's their tip.
Parenting a child with ADHD can be stressful. CHAD's here to help. Parent-to-parent training courses offered by CHAD are designed to fit easily into your already busy schedule. Get the training you need online, on demand, or in your community. Learn from parents who have experienced the same challenges as you. Topics include managing ADHD, proven parenting strategies, and educational rights for your child with ADHD. Register today, chad.org/parents. CHAD members eligible for special member pricing. Click, join, get involved.
Again, thank you, CHAD, for that tip and for bringing our show to you. Again, tonight we have Dr. Charles Parker. We're talking about basically ADHD and allergies, the allergy medications to treat allergies and the interaction. This show was born by years of coaching individuals who, when they were having some allergies, would have some difficulties. So I reached out to Dr. Parker and say, is there something here? And it sounds like there something is. I got a fascinating education on this. Our interview with Dr. Parker was done pre-recorded due to some scheduling issues. So we're going to roll the tape. I hope you learn as much as I learned from this interview. So without any further ado, here we go. We're here with Dr. Charles Parker. He's the medical director at CorePsych and a practicing child, adolescent, and adult psychiatrist. He's also a neuroscientist. He's a national lecturer for pharmaceutical companies and a prolific writer. And I really want to emphasize prolific and the fact that all of his articles on ADHD describe as the most frequently misunderstood, misdiagnosed, and mistreated psychiatric condition on the planet. And I want to really emphasize that his stuff is spectacular because details matter, and he always gets down to the nitty-gritty. In fact, he and I have worked together before working with some individuals that were having some difficulty with getting their medications right, and he's been spectacular about uncovering underlying issues that most miss. So details does matter, and I'm a big fan of him. His latest book, New ADHD Medication Rules, Brain Science and Common Sense, addresses the over-medication, misdiagnosis, and insufficient medical inquiries used today in treating ADHD. For more information on Dr. Parker, his books, go to CorePsych, that's CorePsych.com, plus what we're going to be promoting in the show is another website that he has, which is CoreBrainJournal.com. With that, Dr. Parker, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for having me. I just love talking to you, my man.
It goes both ways. And, you know, I was kind of going on about in your bio about the specificity at which you kind of break some things down. And when I came up with this idea about ADHD and allergies, there's nobody else I could go to on this. And this, Dr. Parker, this kind of came about because I've coached many individuals that have seasonal allergies, and I've noticed when those allergies flare up, they tend to have difficulty with cognition. So can you just briefly talk to us a little bit about just allergies in of themselves? Can they impact cognition and make it more difficult for those with ADHD to focus with an already taxed brain?
Well, Jeff, let's take a quick snapshot of the big picture before we get into allergies.
Yep.
And that is meds have to pass through the body to get to the mind. Now, that sounds like a completely ridiculous statement to anyone that's paying attention, but it is frequently overlooked. It is not in the standard of care to think that way. That is absolutely essential, and what happens is, what you're asking me a question is, how does the body and how do these other medications that are coming through the body affect the metabolism of the ADHD medication?
And well, actually, before we get to that, the first question is just allergies in and of themselves. Do they make it more difficult for people to focus in general?
Oh yeah. Pardon me. I jumped all the way into the ADHD medication. What happens with allergies, because allergies can kick off histaminic responses, and whole blood histamine can change the way. And it's hard to not do a deep dive into the methylation process, which anybody that's looking at the internet now is very much aware of how interesting and how many people are, in fact, interested in the methylation process. And histamines, which are downstream from immune system dysregulation, like allergies, absolutely affect the way the transporter proteins, I'm hesitating because I don't want to get too heavy with it, but the way the neurotransmitters are recycled in the synapses in the quadrillion synapses of the brain. So absolutely essential, no question about it.
So just setting the table, at most basic level, when you're having allergies, and I'm focused on seasonal allergies for a reason here for a second, is when you have those, it has an impact on cognition whether you have ADHD or you don't. Only if we're looking at those with ADHD, we already have a taxed system. So it seems to me that probably has a little bit of a leveraging effect. Is that an accurate statement?
Absolutely. And people go in two different ways. People who have problems may or may not have a problem with allergies. Not everybody, of course, and I know you're saying this in one way, but I want to emphasize it to your guests. I mean, basically, the allergy thing can have different effects on different people based on their predilection with their methylation pathways in the first place. So what the body brings to the allergy can completely disorganize a person's reaction to medications, but can to life in general. Forget the medication part of it. And so some people are laid up and totally sick, and some people just sniff it up and go on down the road.
So both of us are into specificity, and bringing this to light, I think I really want to do it because those that have a more challenging reaction create a more challenging life. And if you're aware of it, it makes you easier to manage it, because we like to pay attention to what you're paying attention to. And if you're not paying attention to the impact of this and you're not management, it's going to get you. So if we've got the allergies out there as an underlier, you started talking about the medications, because it would seem to me logically that if you've got some type of allergy stuff and you were to take some type of medication for that, that would improve your lot. And a second ago, you were talking about how the medications have to go through the body to have an impact. And if you are starting to take a look at different things that would help your allergies, pick up where you left off and lead us through this.
Well, what happens is, I'm sorry I took such a deep dive, Jeff, right off the bat.
No, that's all right. Definitely
an interest of mine. So what happens is, when a person has an allergic condition, that could then actually modify the effectiveness of the medications. And just as many of your listeners know, individuals have different ways that they metabolize different medications. So just to stay with ADHD medication alone, one of the things that should be the standard of care in the country, which it is not, by the way, is just knowing the duration of effectiveness of each medication, so that a person can use those duration numbers in a predictable way to get the medications dialed in effectively for each person. Each person needs to have a custom job. And so what happens is that duration of effectiveness varies in everybody, and it is based on biomedical variables. And those biomedical variables is the way the medication passes through the body, and if the person has a comorbid associated problem, like an allergy, it can affect the way the medication actually is metabolized, even on the synaptic level. That's where we were when we stopped talking there.
So basically, you're saying we're talking about ADHD medications right now. So if you've got an allergy, you're taking ADHD medications. Dr. Parker talks about the duration of effect of this, which, correct me if I'm wrong here, if you're taking a fast-acting, maybe form of Ritalin or Adderall, the duration, I think, is like about 4 hours. And
yeah, 4 to 5 hours, yep.
4 to 5 hours, and if you're doing that, and then you have an allergies, if you will, that kind of come into play, now they are impacting that medication and can impact the duration of effectiveness. Is that accurate?
Yes, the medication may not work, or depending on what their underlying histamine relationships are with methylation and all that other stuff, they can actually amplify and make the problem worse. More often than not, the allergy is going to interfere with the effectiveness of the medication, and then the person, we see it all the time in our offices, they want to take some kind of an antihistamine to then take care of their allergies so their mind will clear up and they can get back to work the way they'd like to.
So I tell you what, I want to hold that thought because I want to run to break and kind of come back and bring that back. Before we go to break, everybody, I want you to go check out Dr. Parker's website, corebrainjournal.com. And before we go, can you just tell us a little bit about what our listeners will find on that site?
Well, what I'm so excited about, Jeff, and I've interviewed you there, and I really appreciate mm-hmm. you being a guest. I really value your opinion. I think you do a great job of getting the word out to people, and it's a privilege for me to be on your program here, and I just loved having you on my program over there. What I'm doing is interviewing thought leaders, and you're a thought leader in the country on what needs to happen with the medications and how they should be done correctly, how the diagnosis should take place. I mean, you've had so many very interesting mm-hmm. guests on. So we asked you some questions there, but what I'm doing is not only covering ADHD there, we're covering all kinds of disorders, and if you're interested in this particular topic right now, you can go in and listen to the Dr. Walsh interview on /025. He's got 3 one-hour interviews that talk all about methylation, cryptopyrrole, copper, and all these downstream effects of these imbalances on a synaptic level. So we're trying to get the message to the public is what we're trying to do.
So everybody, think of me like the funnel. I'm to draw you in, kind of like talk about some of this stuff in specificity, because you know, Dr. Parker, I am a big fan of trying to get this stuff right. But Dr. Parker and his website, that's got the down and dirty, the real stuff that's really kind of going on. So we kind of work together in conjunction, so it works out great. And I encourage you to go check it out for more on what we're talking about today, but other things he's got going on. So let's go to a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an Edge Foundation coach, specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function challenge make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more or call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE to get your free college success guide.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Managing ADHD is about pausing before you ponder and proceed. This opportunity to practice pausing is being brought to you by digcoaching.com. The Attention Talk Network has over 450 interviews and more than 210 hours of programming, which is overwhelming if you think about it. That's why I've made my list top 10 favorite Attention Talk radio interviews. Download the list at www.digcoaching.com/ATR.
And now back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here with one of my favorite guests, Mr. Detail, Dr. Charles Parker. And before the... Before the break, this has been an exceptionally insightful interview already for me, because I think I always have to be careful because I like the specificity because I'm speaking a little bit generic terms. But yes, in fact, allergies can have a negative impact on cognition. And if you already have ADHD, it could make things a little bit more taxing. And before the break, Dr. Park was adding is that if you have allergies, it can actually modify the effect of the medication. So, Dr. Parker, correct me if I'm wrong. What I'm taking from that is you've got a person with ADHD that struggles with cognition, that's on medications, and then an allergy kind of comes into play. That allergy brings them down, and that allergy could actually modify the effects of the medication and bring them even further down. In very simplistic terms, is that what we're talking about so far?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, everybody here knows that. If you have an allergy, your mind doesn't work right.
Yep.
And then it just takes it another step further because it's going to compromise the effectiveness of the medication. Yeah.
Excellent. So now you've got the allergy. It's you're struggling with it. So now you're saying, let's go address the allergy. So you go and you take some allergy medications. Talk to us about what they're all about and how it impacts all this.
Well, this is where I dove off the deep end at the front end because I'm so excited about talking about this. And that is when you start looking at the medications as they pass through the body, there are different impediments that would create the medication, make impasses, so the medication mm-hmm. would not work properly. So we all know that everybody's interested in cytochrome P450-2D6. I mean, this is the, you know, anybody that's in the paying attention to detail business is looking at genetic changes in the way drugs are metabolized. It's like, I personally have been interested in it for more than 20 years, and I'm just so excited that people are now jumping on it because it's now commonplace to do a mouth swab and find out what's going on. If you can get this, a mouth swab,
mm-hmm.
to find out what the changes are, what the word genetic polymorphism means is that the pathways through the liver have different sizes. They can be big pathways, they're ultra-rapid metabolism, or they can be very narrow pathways, and no medication can come through whatsoever. So regarding stimulant medications, for example, just take amphetamines, for example, 5-7% of the Caucasian population can't take them because their particular pathway, that particular pipeline through the liver, which happens to be cytochrome P450-2D6, is not there. It really isn't
mm-hmm.
effective. And so Prozac and Paxil also block that. Now we're getting over to the drug interactions. I'm sorry I jumped into it.
Mm-hmm.
But Adderall, amphetamines, Vyvanse all run up through 2D6. So if that 2D6 is narrow, that's going to be a reason they couldn't take it. But then if they take a antidepressant with the medication, it significantly blocks 2D6,
mm-hmm.
even if the original pathway was relatively open. So the person's going
mm-hmm.
to accumulate amphetamines and pop out the top and become...
Mm-hmm.
even in some cases, psychotic, just
mm-hmm.
on the fact that they're taking Prozac or Paxil with the amphetamine. Now,
mm-hmm.
your audience knows that a lot. We've got numerous videos on my YouTube channel about all this. But the next one that a lot of people don't know about and why I'm so excited you brought me on the program is because antihistamines alone can also create a problem in that they can close down the effectiveness of those genetic pathways. So if you already have metabolic pathways that have genetic size variations. So if you already have a narrow pathway and you take an antihistamine product, you can cause the Adderall or Vyvanse to back up significantly over time. And Jeff, I know people that have been taking like Benadryl for sleep and get completely around the bend on an amphetamine because they're so significantly blocking the amphetamine pathway
mm-hmm.
by taking the sleep aid. And the same thing can happen, people need to know about this, can happen if they're taking an antihistamine product. Anyway, now I don't have all the antihistamine names in my mind right now, but I think
mm-hmm.
if a person has an allergy, they need to go in and Google it up and look at that pathway because they could be having a problem with their ADHD medications.
So, on one level, what I think I'm hearing is if you have ADHD, you're on stimulant medications, and now you take the antihistamines, they potentially are even further blocking the ability of the meds to get to where it helps. In addition to that, I think I'm hearing you saying that they can actually block it and will build up over a period of time, which could just send you out of the top of the window, as you can speak of. So one of them, they're less effective because they're deferred, and that buildup over a period of time creates some more issues. Am I off base on that?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So for a while, what will happen is it just won't work as well, which is where our beginning of our conversation started. But then if a person takes it over a period of time chronically for one reason or another, or has high doses, like I've got a patient out in Portland, Oregon, and she has a very odd presentation of a thing called mast cell activation syndrome. And she's a very interesting, troubled person with a profound autoimmunity problem. Now, what happens is she was taking one of the treatments for mast cell activation syndrome is high doses of Benadryl. And by the way, she is taking an amphetamine product. And guess what happened? She went completely around the bend. You know, I'm consulting. I'm not treating her. I don't have an Oregon license. But she started actually freaking out, staying up late at night, getting angry, short-tempered, losing it, because a point that I didn't know, what a high dose of Benadryl she was taking for mast cell activation syndrome. Now, most of your audience does not have mast cell activation syndrome. It's a very odd but very interesting, nevertheless, problem. But the issue for her was exactly what you and I are talking about now. It doesn't matter what the diagnosis of the problem is. It matters what the drug-drug interaction is and how that antihistamine can significantly affect stimulant medications.
So just to kind of summarize this a little bit, and I want to kind of go to a break and come back and delve into this a little bit more. What I'm hearing you say is correctly is you take the antihistamines to help the allergies, to improve the cognition. It almost has a double whammy effect because it makes the medications are not as effective potentially because of the allergy. Now they're less effective in the short term because of the allergy
blockage,
medications, the blockage.
Yeah.
But it kind of blocks it off a little bit, but it builds up over a period of time. Yes. And then there's this anxiety that shows up, and nobody knows what the heck is going on with that because there's
exactly
a delay
right.
in that. And if a clinician is not aware of that, it can begin to manifest, and all of a sudden you start changing your whole medication cocktail because it might show up 3 weeks or 30 days later as a result of some of this stuff, and you've got yourself in a real pickle, all predicated off of the beginning of this allergy that just kind of came down along the pike when maybe you were functioning at whatever your baseline was. Is that
you said that very well, Jeff. I think one of the things that's really important for your listeners to know is exactly what you emphasize. I'm going to emphasize it one more time. It doesn't happen right off the bat. It happens over time. And one of the things that we don't have enough of is attention to time regarding either the duration of effectiveness on the front end or what can happen with the buildup of medications in the long end.
Wow. All right. So, everybody, we're going to run to break, and we're going to come back. We're going to pull a few more pieces of stuff together before I kind of close it out. I think you all will agree I got the rock star guest on for this particular topic. And with that, you need to go check out his stuff at corebrainjournal.com. He's got a wealth of stuff there. And as you begin to dive into his information, he's got a whole bunch. He's got other blogs in other places. He's got YouTube channels, et cetera. So go check that out. Again, it's corebrainjournal.com. And with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
You can't go off to college with them, but we can. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more how an EDGE coach can help your student reach their full potential. You can also call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE and get a free college success guide.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
The Attention Talk Network has over 450 interviews and more than 210 hours of programming, which is overwhelming if you think about it. That's why I've made my list top 10 favorite Attention Talk radio interviews. Download the list at www.digcoaching.com/ATR.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here with Dr. Charles Parker having a conversation about ADHD and allergies. And it's been a very enlightening conversation, Dr. Parker. And the thing that's resonating with me is that allergies can really have an impact and derail somebody with ADHD. And I think if they don't pay attention to what they're paying attention to, they're just going to go through life and say, hey, I'm going to go take some medications to take care of my allergies. And all of a sudden they're set down a path that's going to take them to some very difficult and some confusing places. If a person does have ADHD and they got some allergies, I'm starting to hear maybe taking those medications and stuff's not the right thing. What do you do in that type of a situation other than trying to remove yourself from a situation where those allergies are flaring up or impacting you?
Well, this is where we get into even more important details, and that is what the alternatives are. I mean, this is the reason that people need to become more aware of these metabolic pathways.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Jeff, you and I both know we're not talking about everybody out there because every single
mm-hmm.
person has different metabolic pathways.
Yep, yep.
They're carrying
exactly.
around different bodies. So we're not alarmist about this. We're just saying if there's a problem, here's the solution. I mean, you know,
yep.
instead of ignoring the problem and saying there's no solution, well, no, there's a basic solution if you understand these elemental
yep.
principles. So then the issue is, how would you treat it? Some of the meds used for allergies don't block that particular pathway, and 2D6 is the big pathway. You know, they have different drug interactions on different levels, and people just need to pop open the book and look at the drug interaction potential if they're having a untoward side effect, an unpredictable side effect, where the meds are then behaving in an unpredictable way. Well, there's a reason for it is the issue, as opposed to, I mean, I see these things as lessons as opposed to problems. You know, if we're
mm-hmm.
having a problem, well, let's learn from it as opposed to, okay, nothing can be done. I mean, modern neuroscience is just amazing. The things that we're discovering are just phenomenal. And if you just dig a little more deeply into it, the average person on the street can get it and take care of themselves even better. And sometimes the doctors, no disrespect to the docs, sometimes the docs don't appreciate this. And so an informed citizenry can then help change and bring the awareness even to the medical profession
mm-hmm.
because this is real. It's not made up.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody has ADHD, they're taking medications and they got some allergies and they're walking into a doctor's office, particularly like a internal medicine or family practitioner that's just running 100 miles an hour, what type of conversation do they have with a doctor on this in order to try to make sure that they steer clear of the wrong medications or the right and to manage this?
Well, I think they need to become aware. I think it's not at all unreasonable for a person
mm-hmm.
to say, look, this information from Google, and
mm-hmm.
Just go in and show it to them.
Okay.
If a person, you know, they could take a URL from a video on
okay.
Dosing and say, look, doc, here, I'd like you to look at this video and see what you think about it, because I think they could take this conversation right here, take your presentation right here. I mean, I'll
mm-hmm.
work and take it in there as a simple code and say, look, listen to this
yep.
and see what the guys are saying. It might be relevant. Now, it doesn't mean it is relevant. You and I are not making a diagnosis on that person that we don't know. But
mm-hmm.
on the other hand, it might be relevant, and that doctor might appreciate it. Most of the
yep.
family practitioners, pediatricians, appreciate insight and additional information. They're on a learning curve, even though they're busy.
Yep.
Most doctors are that way. There are very few of them like, hey, I don't care about that stuff. They're,
yep.
they're like, hey, this is interesting information. So,
yep.
and we're all in a growth process. The reason I'm so passionate about it is because everything I'm telling you, I've done incorrectly in my lifetime. I mean, I've been busy
yep.
trying to figure out what my problems are with my people in the office, and all I'm doing is telling you, I learned these these challenges the hard way. You know, people have had to suffer. Like, oh, well, that's what that was. Now that explains it.
Yep. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so glad I'm doing this show, is because just allergies kind of cropping up for whatever reason can create real problem. And if a person's not aware of it, they're not managing it. And again, I've done a couple times where, you know, even if you have ADHD and you're doing this and you have a seasonal allergy or something come around and you know you impact it, it's almost like you need to plan for it from a work perspective, a school perspective, or workload, because it does have an impact on the combination, and hold yourself to the same quality or standard when this is taking place. It's just it just makes some sense to be aware of it and be able to manage it, which goes down to understanding it. And Dr. Parker, I think you've done a great job just in very simple terms kind of laying this out for our listeners. As we wrap this thing up, any final thoughts, insights, or comments you'd like to share?
Well, I think one of the things we didn't quite cover, some people are going to be more interested in the details, and I would have them go over to corebrainjournal.com /025 for the presentation by Dr. Walsh on methylation. Methylation is the variable that's tied up with the way those neurotransmitters actually get metabolized. And if a person is either over or under methylated, then that can be measured through whole blood histamine. Histamine is directly tied up with methylation. And we go into it for an hour over at /025 at Core Brain Journal. And by the way, those of you who want to hear Jeff's presentation over at Core Brain Journal, it's 017, where Jeff was a guest over there. It'd be kind of fun to listen to him.
Yeah, it would be kind of fun to listen. It's been a while. I have to go back and check it out, make sure I was telling the truth back then. So with that, everybody, Dr. Parker, he's a legend. Go learn more at corebrainjournal.com. And with that, Dr. Parker, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Jeff. I really appreciate it.
Everybody, we hope you've enjoyed this edition of Attention Talk Radio. Catch us next week for another one. Take care.